Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Enough? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, President Lum Edwards of the Pine Ridge School Board has decided to solve the problem of a schoolteacher for the coming year by taking the job himself. Of course, he says this is just a temporary measure and the board can hire a teacher when they find one. That is, when they can find one who's good enough to succeed so learned a man as President Edwards. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store on library. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Where about you been all morning?
Over to the schoolhouse.
Oh.
Been over there looking things over. Remind me to take my rocking chair over there sometime, Abner.
Your rocking chair?
Yeah, that chair they got for the teacher to sit in is the most uncomfort thing I ever seen.
Well?
Granny's, I couldn't sit there for over 10 minutes at a time.
Well, here, wait a minute. Are you still figuring on taking that school teaching job, Lum?
Well, it looks like I'll have to. We got to hold a meeting tonight to vote on the new teacher, and we ain't got no applications for the job except me.
Well, can't you wait till you get some?
No, I can't wait no longer. School starts next week.
Yeah, I know it's supposed to.
The bylaw says we're supposed to have somebody hired at least a week before school opens.
Oh, they do, huh?
Yeah, and we're over that time now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I reckon I'll just have to take the job.
Well, do the other members of the board, they know that you're aiming on doing this?
Well, no, not exactly. Facts is, they don't know nothing about it.
Huh?
I'm sort of figuring on surprising them.
Yeah, well, I reckon they'll be surprised, all right. And so will you when they come to do the voting.
Well, they got to vote for somebody. If I'm the only one they is to vote for, well, figure it out for yourself.
Yeah.
Any mail come this morning?
Oh, yeah, there was. Postcard telling us we ought to stock up on yummy Superman coconut candy bars because they're going to stop making them after the first, they said.
Good. And that'll give us a chance to catch up and sell all them coconut bars we've already got in stock.
Yeah, and there's a letter for you, too, believe it or not. Reckon it's something about school business, because it's addressed to President Edwards.
President Edwards?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Honey, that sounds good again.
Yeah, there it is, right there on the counter. There.
Oh, yeah. Like there's somebody congratulating me on getting elected again.
Yeah, Ms. Bates called up and wanted to know when the next sugar stamp was due too, Lum.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up for her.
Yeah, you ought to sometimes.
Dear President Edwards, I would like to submit my application for teacher of the Pine Ridge... Oh.
Well, here, what are you tearing that up for, Lum?
Oh, it ain't nothing important.
Didn't you say something there about an application for the teaching job?
Oh, yeah, I believe it did say something about that. It's a mistake, though.
Mistake? Well, how could it be?
Oh, I don't know. It was sent to the wrong party, I believe.
It was addressed to you, weren't it?
Yeah.
But... And you're looking for a teacher, ain't you?
Yeah, Abner,
but... And you need one to vote on tonight, don't you?
Listen, Abner, this woman wouldn't be no good for the job.
Well, how do you know she wouldn't? You ain't even finished reading her letter yet.
Well, after you've been president of the school board for as many years as I have, you get so you can tell them things. Just sort of comes natural to you.
Does, huh?
Yeah. I could tell by the way she wrote President Edwards. Anybody would know that it's supposed to be President L. Edwards.
Well, it just looks to me like you don't want nobody but yourself to vote on tonight at that meeting.
Listen, Abner, I know what I'm doing.
Oh.
After you've been president of the school board for as many years as... Who's that coming up out there?
Huh?
Oh, Cedric.
I still think you ought to read the rest of that letter, though, Lum. They wrote to you and wanted your job.
Wonderful world.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Hello, Cedric.
What can we do for you today?
Oh, nothing. Mousy just wanted me to give you this bunch of papers here. It's important stuff, he says.
Important stuff? What about?
Well, I ain't for sure, but I think it's got something to do with him getting a school teaching job this year.
School teacher? Mousy Gray?
Yes, Mom.
Hmm.
He said if I'd help him get the job, he'd see that I got past the third grade. Boy.
Well, law me, Mousy can't be no teacher. That'd be worse than having Lum even.
Just a minute, Cedric. Whereabouts did Mousy ever get a idea like this in the first place?
Oh, I don't know. He says he's done some teaching up in Iowa summers.
He has?
Yes, Mom. I think it tells all about it in them papers there. He says he done a whole bunch of teaching.
Well, I do know. fine, dog. As long as let's read them papers and see what they say there.
No, we ain't got time to waste our time reading no such nonsense as that.
Well, I'd just love to know whereabouts he taught at.
He says teaching school is just like a mother to him.
Huh.
I don't know what he meant by it, though.
Well, he don't either.
Here, Cedric, let me have them papers. I'm just curious to know what's in them. Let me look at them.
Miss Moore, here.
Yeah.
I sure will be glad to get past the third grade. Sometimes I sort of get self-unconscientious about that.
Official teaching credits of Professor Llewellyn Snavely Gray.
Professor?
What it says.
Grannies, if that ain't disgusting.
Teacher of woodcraft and pathfinding at Camp Kitchigumi on Lake Okeboji. 2 summers.
Kind of like baby toe.
Teacher of how to tie different knots for Friendly Ranger Boys Club of Southeast Dubuque, Iowa. 1 summer.
Grannies, we don't want nobody to teach them things at our school.
Assistant instructor at the Daughters of the Midwest Agricultural Pioneers Annual Cooking School. 1 day.
This ain't no cooking school.
That's substitute teacher for Mr. J.L. Gillespie. Sunday school class on account of Mr. Gillespie had the mumps for 2 Sundays.
Just a minute, Abner. Excuse me for interrupting you. I think it's our ring.
Oh, yeah. Now,
hold.
That's pretty good stuff, that mouse.
Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. President Edwards talking.
I never knowed he was a teacher.
Yeah, the meeting's tonight, Uncle Henry. Huh? Llewellyn Snavely Gray.
Hmm.
Oh, no, Uncle Henry. Yeah, he sent that to me, too, but... Yeah, but Uncle Henry... Well, all right. You got a right to vote on him if you want to, I reckon. Yeah, well, we'll see you tonight, then. Goodbye.
Mouse had been talking to Uncle Henry Lunsford?
Yeah, and he fell for it, too.
Huh.
That Uncle Henry, he's got no business being on the school board in the first place. He's a disgrace to it.
Well.
Leastways, he'll be the only one voting for Mousy, though.
Yeah, more likely. Assistant instructor of handball at Dubuque YMCA for junior boys' classes... Every Saturday morning for 3 straight weeks.
Abner, don't read no more of that prattle.
Well, it's interesting.
Wait a minute. That's our ring again. More than likely it's Mousy's himself.
I never knowed he was a teacher.
Hello, jot 'em down, store. President Edwards talking.
He's done a lot of stuff.
Oh, just tolerably, Squire. How's yourself? You want to recommend who? But, Squire, Mousy ain't no teacher.
Uh-oh, he's getting around.
Well, I don't care if we can get him cheap. We got to think about the youngin's education. Well, yeah. Do as you like, Squire, but... Well, all right. Goodbye.
Mousy talked to Squire, too, huh?
And Squire thinks we ought to hire him because he'll work for less.
Well, what's that to Squire? He don't pay the teachers out of his own pocket.
No, but he's the treasury.
Oh?
And he's more than likely figures he can work it so as he can get some of the money we save on Mousy.
There's a scheme in this one feller I ever knowed.
Read some more of that stuff, Mr. Abner. I like to hear that.
Head instructor of how to ride with no hands on handlebars for the young men's Saturday afternoon bicycle group. Teacher of bird lore and bird calls for campfire girls at Lake Okeboji.
Hey, Chef Abner, can't you hear the phone?
Oh, I'm interested here. I never paid attention.
Hello, jot 'em down, store. President Edder's talking.
He's talking right now, everything but school.
No, I ain't found a teacher yet, Ezri. Who? Oh, no, Ezri, not him. Well, I'll tell you who else we can get. I'm going to put myself up for the job.
Uh-oh.
Why, Kena? Oh, well, wait a minute. I bound you Mousy ain't got no teaching certificate neither. Well, I'll talk to you about it tonight, Ezra. Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
For the land's sakes, Mousy's talked to Ezra Seastrunk too, huh?
No, his woman Gussie has.
Uh-huh.
And that's worse, because Gussie and Ms. Seastrunk's relates of some kind.
Oh, doggies, that's right, ain't it? Well, it looks like that Mousy's a cinch to get the job in, Lum.
He's going to see that I get past the third grade, did I tell you?
Be quiet, Cedric. It's a serious business here.
Granny, there ought to be some way to keep him out of that job. He'll ruin the whole education system of Pine Ridge.
Well, maybe you just ought to call him up and have a talk with him about it, Lum.
What can I say to him, though? You can't talk Mousy out of nothing.
Well, just tell him you already hired somebody else.
Well, you find out that we ain't, though. Or wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Huh?
I believe I got an idea. Whereabouts is that letter?
What letter?
The one I tore up a minute ago. That application.
Oh.
Put the pieces back together and get the woman's name, Evan.
The woman's name?
Yeah. I'll get Mousy on the phone and tell him that's who we've hired.
Oh, yeah.
Then he'll have to withdraw his application, and the board will have to vote for this woman.
All right, Doggie Slum, you're a genius when it comes to studying up ideas.
Hurry up and put the letter back together.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
I throw it in the wastebasket, I believe.
No, I'm getting it right here.
Yeah, I'll get Mousy right away. Sure be glad to get past the third grade. I never did much like it there. I'd just get acquainted with the kids, and then they'd all move on to the next grade, and I'd have to get acquainted with a new bunch. Same thing every year. Hey, Shep, Cedric. Wait a minute. Hello? Is Mousy there? Oh, I never recognized your voice. This is Lum, and I... Huh? Yeah, I got your list of credits, but they come too late, Mousy. We've already hired somebody else. Oh, some woman by the name of, just a minute. Have you got it yet, Abner?
Oh, Ted, I can't find a piece with her name on it.
Well, hurry up. She's a well-known woman, Mousy, a famous teacher. She's taught in some awful big schools. Huh? Well, her name is... Have you found it yet, Abner?
No, I ain't yet, Lum.
Hey, is this the piece you're looking for, Mr. Abner?
No, that ain't the... Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's it, right there, sir.
Good, yeah. What's her name?
Oh, that paper's kind of tore up, wrinkled there. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Her name is Lou Ellen Snavely Gray.